You can tell me that you want me. You can tell me that I'm fine. I don't know what's up your sleeve, but I know it's on your mind. Sooner or later you're gonna get close to me, and then you're gonna figure it out. So put the telephone ring, ring, I'm breaking on the love thing. Breaking on the love thing.
We're CJMQ, and today we're talking with Alex J. Robinson. So welcome, Alex J.
Thank you.
Good. So great to have you here. And you're a young Canadian artist, only 23, and you've come a long way so far. So let's start at the beginning.
Okay.
You came from a musical family, so let's talk about that a little bit.
Okay. Both of my grandparents were very musical. I remember being really young and having my my grandfather used to play in church all the time. And he played piano and the organ, and he also directed the choir at the church. And my nanny also played piano and could sing. And so I grew up around that, and also my dad was always playing the guitar, and my brother plays bass. So we have quite a musical family, and it kind of just passed on to me, I guess.
That's really neat. That's great. And you yourself started performing at, I believe, the age of around 8 years old?
Yes, I did. Actually, we were living in a complex at the time, and my dad put on a children's musical. And of course, being the daughter, I was going to get a solo no matter what. And he gave me the solo, and so I knew the song really well, the Christmas song. And my parents were both like, "Oh my gosh, like where did that come from?" So from that point on, I think that I was constantly singing, you know, in church and weddings and different things like that.
Okay, and did that become a dream of yours to maybe grow up and make this a career?
Yes, it did. We actually were around a musical family that we did some traveling with a lot when I was younger, and I really looked up to the girl. Her name was Tammy, and she had such a beautiful voice, and that's what she was doing, and I knew. I was like, that's what I want to do, and especially at that point, you know, everyone knew that I could sing, so it was kind of like from that point on, that was it for me.
That's great. Now, you grew up in your early childhood, I guess, in Sudbury, Ontario, but right now you're based in Toronto?
Yeah, just outside of Toronto, mm-hmm. in Mississauga. So it's great because I can constantly, you know, I do all my songwriting basically in Toronto. It takes about half an hour to get there and stuff, so it's a good place for me to be.
You not only sing, but you're responsible for a lot of the songwriting too, for your songs? Okay.
Yeah, I started writing with Tim Thorney, my producer, for the first album, and that's really when I got into songwriting, maybe about the age of 17 with other people, but working with Tim, he really let me sort of take control over the type of songs that I was going to sing and what I wanted them to be about. And, you know, he really gives the artist the control, which is so nice because it's hard to find that nowadays. And, you know, we did it for the first record, and, you know, I just love writing with him so much. We did it all over again with this new one coming out. So I'm definitely excited to share it with everyone.
That's great. So when we hear the song, it's part of your personality too, not entirely somebody else's.
Oh, definitely. Like great. Most of the things come from, you know, my experiences or things that, you know, I want to talk about. So that's the nice thing about writing with him.
You're coming out with the second album, I believe?
Yes, it's coming out on February 16th, and it's called The Getaway. And I'm just so excited because, you know, it's been about 3 years. I'd say at least that, you know, from writing the first album, it's such a long process, you know, from the point that you start writing an album to the time you finish it. So, you know, like, I've grown a lot as a person and an artist, and you're only going to get better with time. So I think this album is a little more mature, and it's definitely more positive, and you know, I'm just excited about it.
That's great. Especially at your age, there's a lot of change, and you're only 23, and my goodness, you've had a lot of success already. In 2007, things kind of changed for you for the better. Mm-hmm. That's when you started to be noticed. I guess you were the first unknown artist to be asked to perform at the Canadian Country Music Awards Gala Dinner. So that's quite an honor. Tell us about that.
Oh, it definitely was. I found out that we were going to go there, and it was kind of like my debut to all of the industry at that point. No one knew who I was, and I sang Breaking on the Love Thing and another song off that album. And, you know, like, we released the single pretty much after that weekend out in, I think it was in Regina at the time. So it was very, like, nerve-wracking because, you know, you're walking into a room with so many great artists and people that are already accomplished doing things, and, you know, this girl out of nowhere just comes out and, you know, has this new song and whatever. So it was really almost like an intimidating experience, but I think I did well, like, under the circumstances, and we got a really nice response from it. And from that point, Breaking on the Love Thing got released to radio, and that Ontario Tourism commercial was playing, and things were just kind of falling into place at the right time.
Good. So it's a lot of things in your life kind of happening at the same time. And
yeah.
That's pretty neat, too.
Yeah.
Now, Breaking on the Love Thing, how did that do as far as the charts? I think it did quite well. I know we really enjoyed playing it here.
Thank you. I think, like, for my first single, it went to number 16 on the chart.
Wow. That's
so
great.
Yeah, that was very unexpected. It doesn't usually happen for, you know, someone that just kind of came out of nowhere. So we were really excited with that and, you know, hope to do that again at some point.
Okay. Now, in 2008, you were the recipient of the Factor Breakthrough Artist of the Year Award. So that's mm-hmm. pretty exciting, too.
That was. That was awesome. I was definitely not expecting it. I went to this, you know, award show just kind of, like, you know, just sitting there, and mm-hmm. Heather Ostertag from Factor starts basically reading out my bio, and I had no idea, and I was really, like, touched by the whole thing. I kind of was in tears, you know, and just definitely, like, not expecting it at all, and it's always going to be a nice memory of mine.
Oh, you must have such a sense of accomplishment when you manage to pull off these things, even though they're stressful, too, at the time.
Yeah, they are, but, like, you know, it's like, it's a hard road, like, as an mm-hmm. artist, you know, because you're trying to get out there, you're trying to do everything you can, and then things like that happen, and, you know, you just go, this is why I'm doing it, and it's, like, reassuring to yourself, you know, that you're on the right path and you're doing the right, all the things you can do to get where you want to go.
Exactly. You've shared the stage with a lot of big names. Tell us about that, too.
Yeah, I've had the opportunity to open up for Randy Travis, which was unreal because, you know, I remember listening to him when I was younger, and, you know, he was just, like, he's a country legend, basically.
Exactly.
And
mm-hmm.
and Kenny Rogers, I opened for him for a Christmas concert at Casinorama, and, you know, like, something like that, you just get to kind of, like, sit along the side and watch the show from side stage, and it's like, you know, you can learn so much from these people that have been doing it their whole lives, you know, and have been in the spotlight their whole lives, so it's an honor to be able to open for them, for sure. And then as well, like, people like Doc Walker, you know, and I really look up to those guys. They've been doing what they do for a very long time, and they're amazing to watch. Like, you can just learn so much from watching other artists that have been doing it longer than you.
Exactly. A lot of hard work. People don't realize, too. I mean, you're doing a lot of touring, too. You seem like you're always on the go. In fact, you're going to be singing at the Olympics.
Yeah, that is really exciting. We leave, my band and I leave on the 21st of February,
mm-hmm.
and we'll be singing at in the Ontario Pavilion, from what I know. And it's just, it's really exciting because, you know, I really respect athletes as well, you know, like, they work so hard, they're in the gym, and they're doing what they do. Like, I love the gym myself, you know, and mm-hmm. so I can completely understand how they work so hard to do what they do, and, you know, like, being there as a musical artist, it's like everyone's, you know, talents and gifts, like, coming together, you know, to celebrate. It's like a world thing, and something I'm not going to forget, that's for sure.
That's for sure. That's great. Right now, your single is Into the Sun, and that's a very uplifting song, too, especially this time of the year. It makes people think about maybe taking a vacation.
Oh, for sure. I think everyone I know is going away somewhere hot soon, or they've gone. So it's exactly the right time to put out that song. And, you know, I just wanted an upbeat song that was felt like you were driving somewhere, you know, and what better way to do it with the person you love and going somewhere so warm. And it, you know, in January, that's the kind of song like people just close their eyes and imagine themselves driving into some, like, you know, into the sun somewhere hot. So, you know, it's just the perfect time of year for that song.
Great. Now, you got some great videos out, too, and certainly inspiring, a lot of fun to watch. And those are on YouTube, I guess?
Yeah. Okay. My manager, you know, he constantly comes out to the shows, and him and I are quite close. So I've got used to, I'm pretty used to the camera by now, you know, just kind of following me if I'm walking backstage or whatever I'm doing. So it's nice to have those kind of clips, I think. You know, people enjoy watching what an artist does behind the scenes or even on stage and that kind of stuff. So he's constantly, you know, putting together things for the fans and people that would like to see a little bit more behind what I do, and I think it's fun.
It is a lot of fun. Great. I guess if we type in Alex J. Robinson on YouTube, we can get to those videos.
Yes, and also through my website, which is www.alexjrobinson.com. And we're just redoing that now with, like, the new album and pictures and stuff like that. So I think they're working on it, but there's still a website that's up there that's just going to be redone soon, so people can check that out soon as well.
That's great. And that has a lot of information on it too, your bio, the shows, your merchandise, a lot of great and interesting information on that site. Now the getaway, that's very exciting too, coming out a couple of days after Valentine's Day. So
I know, it's kind of funny, it's like right, you know, near Valentine's Day. And we're excited. You know, it's been done for a little while. We've been sort of, this is the time of year we decided to release it. So, you know, there's a lot of songs that are just, there's a song actually on it called Girly Girl. And, you know, anyone that wants to really get to know who I am, this record definitely represents that. And Girly Girl is kind of like a fun sort of, it's very poppy country song that's, you know, sort of a girly anthem song, you know, and I always wanted to write something like that because I'm definitely all about the clothes and the hair and the makeup, and that's the kind of song it is. So I think a lot of girls will definitely relate to that song.
And that sounds like a lot of fun. That's great.
Yeah. There's so many songs there that, you know, just describe me as a person. So, but I just think that people can relate to it for sure.
That's wonderful. Now, if somebody wants to get a copy of your first album, and when the other one comes out too, can they do that through your website?
It's actually not through the website, but I think it will tell you where you can find it.
Okay.
They're in stores like HMV and things like
great.
That. But also iTunes carry the album, so I don't know about any other people, but I know that iTunes is the easiest way for me to access songs, so I'm constantly using that as, you know, my way of getting music, but people can also pick up the album, so...
That's great.
Well, for
sure. Yeah, I'll be picking those albums up. I know you're going to be going out to the Olympics, and your next album's going to be released. Anything else in the new year that a big project?
Well, actually, since I last talked to you, I found out that I will be doing a showcase in Nashville in June. So that just kind of came up within the last couple of days. So I'm quite excited about that. And, you know, like, it's definitely a place you want to go if you're a country artist, and you know, you never know what can happen in, you know, being in Nashville. So that's really exciting, and definitely a lot more shows coming up and things happening. You know, those will get booked up more as the year goes on. So hopefully throughout the summer I'll be quite busy.
That's great. A lot of exciting events coming up for you. Wow,
yeah.
Nashville, that's great. That's your first time going to Nashville?
Actually, I went when I was younger. I've been there, but I was only probably 8 years old, like around the time I started singing, and we didn't go there specifically for that. We just were going with this family that sang as well. So I haven't been there since then, so I can, you know, I can remember bits and pieces, but it'll be awesome to be there again and just check everything out, you know, mm-hmm. as an adult this time around.
That's great. Well, certainly a lot coming up, and certainly a website to watch. Are you on Facebook, too?
Yes, I do have my own Facebook, mm-hmm. so people can, you know, search Alex J. Robinson. I have my own, and as well, there's a fan page there, which is constantly being updated with different things going on if people wanted to know. And I'm actually on Twitter now, too, so I'm just getting the hang of that one now. And, you know, you got to be all over the internet now as an artist. So mm-hmm. it's kind of neat, you know, for people to be able to know what's going on and what you're up to. So
that is great. It's a lot of fun for everybody, too.
Yeah, definitely.
Good. Anything else you wanted to add before we go?
No, I'm really, you know, excited that I got to do this interview, and I hope that people will get a chance to, you know, have a listen to the new album. And if they want to check out songs, they can check YouTube first if they want. And that's about it.
Okay, well, we thank you very much and certainly wish you all the success in the future.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Next up, the latest single by Alex J. Robinson, Into the Sun.
Anywhere, there's nothing to keep us here.